What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Disney Movie News. Tonight, we are talking about the new trailer for Wreck-It Ralph 2. That Groot is dead? Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
What's up, everybody? It's a terrible twosome here on the Popcorn Talk for Disney Movie News.
When did we get that nickname?
I made it up right before the show. What's up, everybody? I'm Sarah Sterling, your host for this beautiful cold evening in LA.
It's freezing.
And this is Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. You can follow the Popcorn Talk on Twitter at the Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. I'm on Twitter at Sarah Sterling _. Who's this guy over here?
I'm Leo. Hi.
You're being me.
Yeah. What's up? I'm Leo. You can follow me on Twitter at LeoZombie. But more importantly, you can follow me on Instagram at Mr. LeoZombie. Because Mr. is not my father. Mr. is me, m'lady.
I just got to address something real quick.
Yep. Oh, no.
Did you shave?
I got a haircut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he got his ears lowered.
I shaved on the top.
Anyone ever say that anymore? You got your ears lowered?
No, I think the last time I heard that was 1957.
My dad used to say it to me.
Exactly, 1957.
I got my ears lowered.
Yeah, it's a little shorter than I'm used to, but, you know, luckily, hair has this crazy property where it grows back, so I'll be all right.
For now.
What do you guys think in the chat? Let me know. Scale of 1-10, how much do you love my haircut? Just kidding, you don't have to answer that.
To answer everyone's questions, Keaton is sick and Renee is in Cancun. So it's just us.
Roger's based in the chat, and he says, your voices are so soothing tonight. It feels like ASMR.
Should I eat my popcorn into the mic?
No, that's not. Oh, never mind. I just subscribed.
Luckily, we have a lot of awesome Disney movie news to discuss tonight. Plenty to fill up
a lot
this two-person conversation.
A lot of controversial stuff.
We put the best up first. We've got a brand spanking new trailer for Wreck-It Ralph 2, Ralph Breaks the Internet. Today, let's watch it. Leo's not seen it.
I haven't seen it. I've been on the road.
And he wasn't in the panel at D23, so it's all new for him.
Yes.
Wreck-It Ralph! Let's watch it. What do you think
it's
so far?
It's The Matrix. I think it's The Matrix. So far, so Matrix.
Lit Wax.
Okay, Toy Story 3. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I'm not on Toy Story 3.
Oh, that's Walter Day. Let's get you plugged in. That's who that's based on, by the way.
Someone was saying it looks like John Musker.
It does look like John Musker, but it's based. The referee thing is from Twin Galaxies.
They got Wi-Fi. They got Wi-Fi now.
Dude, is that Windows 95?
Probably. That's an old Mac. It wasn't Windows 95 because it was a Mac.
All right. Okay. That's how the internet works. I've seen Tron.
We are going to the internet!
Super excited. Just one minor thing. What is the internet?
This is exactly how I feel every time I sit at my computer.
Look at this part.
Look at all this stuff.
Well, not this part.
Thanks.
This part.
You're a winner.
Really?
These 10 child stars went to prison. Ooh. Number 6 will amaze you.
That sounds interesting.
Ralph, come on!
Redirecting
to eBay. Straight up.
Gentlemen, the next item up, a black velvet painting of a sorrowful kitten.
Like it's looking into my soul.
Yeah, that one's really gonna haunt me for a while.
All right, cat jokes. That is internet relevant, I guess.
Games.
Pancake. Milkshake.
I'm awake, kids.
Is that Moana?
Milkshake.
Is it?
Milkshake. I'm starting to understand why people like this game. Very zen. Milkshake.
Hey, look what I found.
It's such a Wreck-It Ralph style game.
Let's speed it up. Pancake. Eat, little buddy. Eat.
Ralph, you might want to try feeding the kitty for a little while.
No, the kitty gets the milkshake. The bunny gets the pancake.
I'll allow it.
I'm literally dying.
All right. They redeemed themselves with that one.
What'd you think?
I think it's funny. I think it looks good. I hope that a lot of it is more like that and more referential and more obscure than direct. Like the pop-up things are funny and his reactions to them are funny. But I hope it's not like a constant stream of like, yeah, no, that's like how the internet has that. Yeah.
But that's what the video game movie was, you know?
What?
That's how Wreck-It Ralph 1 was. There's a lot of like little video game things constantly.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, but there's, there's like, internet jokes are already like prevalent. They already exist.
Right.
Like retro video game movies don't like it was. It's not. That's not apples to apples, Ben. That's different.
I'm just saying. Like we've talked on our own.
Yeah.
About how like we think that they should stay like kind of like surface level internet concepts.
Right.
And not get.
But what I mean is, I hope they don't be like you know, cats. The internet is cats.
Right.
I hope it's
like
not that.
That kind of game. Like, has existed before iPads, on iPads now, like, that kind of just, like,
not a
swiping
it's not a direct reference to something. Like, where cats is, like a, you know what I mean? I hope they're not, like, can has cheeseburger, you know, like,
how those jokes aren't funny. I don't think they'll say, I can has cheeseburger, but I think cats will always be related to internet humor.
What I'm saying is I hope they don't rely on those jokes that are very obvious. Like, I hope they do, like, the bunny kitty thing, where, yeah, those games exist, but it's funny because of what he's doing with it.
Right.
Like, just, like, looking at a picture of a cat. Is like, oh yeah, the internet has cats, but I already know, like, that joke's been made. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. So yes, as you pointed out, that little girl looks a lot like Moana. Mm-hmm. Thing is,
Easter egg.
Moana's already in the movie, in the princess scene. So it's not Moana.
Baby Moana.
Right. So
different cameo.
Additionally, the director said that it's a descendant of Moana's, not Moana.
Nailed it. Did I see the Star Wars Easter egg? No, that was literally my first time watching it. I didn't see it. Someone was asking earlier, I think actually it was the same person, Animation Geek, was asking what I thought about the product placement, and it didn't seem intrusive at all. Like any
saw
of the product,
IMDb.
Yeah, we saw internet staples.
eBay.
That's not really, I mean, it is sort of product placement, but that's like, those things are sort of monumental internet landmarks. It's not quite the same as like promoting Snickers candy bar that has nothing innately to do with the internet. Like eBay is one of the things that, you know, brought the digital marketplace to the forefront of the internet. And that is, you know, same with Amazon, same with IMDb is sort of the central point for entertainment reference on the internet. You know, like they're tentpoles. Yeah, they're staples.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Anyways,
I love it.
I thought it was cool. I like I said, I just hope they don't do the obvious jokes, but it doesn't seem like they are. Because even that kitten joke wasn't done obviously. But, you know, what I did see, I did like, and I do think it looks funny. And it doesn't look like it'll date itself, but we'll see. Time will tell.
We'll see.
Yeah.
The sound is low. Well, letting the angel know. Someone says the sound is low. Anyway. I thought it was really good. A lot of that footage we didn't see at D23. The whole pancakes, milkshakes thing.
That's new.
Uh-huh. We didn't get seen that. Get shown that. We didn't get seen that.
We didn't get seen it.
So, Leo, did you know that Groot is dead?
I did. Wait, real quick. Someone's saying Twitter said this gives off an emoji movie vibe, a lot of people are saying.
I don't agree.
I don't agree with that at all, because this doesn't look dumb. Okay, great. Groot is dead. All right.
Did you know before today?
No, because they call him Groot, and he is made of Groot, so he is Groot. I know they're saying like, no, it's a new Groot. It's like, no, it's just part of the old Groot.
Apparently, this wasn't the first time that James Gunn said this. He said it a while ago, but like no one paid attention. He said again today that baby Groot,
same voice, same character, same personality.
Well, we don't know. He's not an adult yet.
Maybe he can actually.
Anyway, Groot is dead, and this new baby Groot is Groot's son.
Okay. I mean, that's like cartoon stuff. Like, no.
What do you mean?
That's not him. That's his son. They're just exactly the same. You know, like, that's like, you know, old cartoon gimmicky, like Shrek, like Donkey's son in Shrek looks exactly like Donkey when at the end of the movie. It's like, well, yeah, but and it would have the same voice and the same personality. You know what I mean?
Super Island Halo says Groot is his race, the name of the race, and is something that they do as a race in the comics from his knowledge.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, all we know is they say the word Groot, so it could be the name of his race, but it's also his name.
Yeah. It would have made more sense for it to be, like, a phoenix-type regeneration thing that his species does.
Yeah. They didn't really show... The way they showed it, too, is, like, weird. Like, for them to drop this bomb now is kind of strange, because it was like, no, he's still alive. He's just, you know, we just have to grow him again, essentially. But but I guess, okay, it's his son. I don't think that... Why even say it, though? Like, what difference does it make? You know what I mean? Does it change anything?
Well, I don't know, unless it does change something for us when we watch the next movie.
All right.
Yeah.
I just think it's such a random fact to come out because it's sort of like interchangeable. Like, all right, it's his son, it's him. It's like the same thing.
Someone says it explains the difference in his attitude, like how Groot was more calm and Baby Groot is kind of crazy.
Because kids are crazy and adults
right,
are calm.
That's how I viewed it also.
Yeah, that's not a... Come on. Come on. It's all right,
come
whatever.
In.
I like adult Groot better anyway.
I love Baby Groot.
We'll see. When he grows up, you like Baby Groot?
When he's dancing to Mr. Blue Sky.
That's really good, actually.
That's how he dances.
For those of you listening via podcast, she's doing the dance, and it's real accurate.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us. It's copyrighted.
What do you guys think in the chat? Like, do you? I just want to know. Show of messages. Do you like the fact that it's a son, or do you like the idea that it was just like Groot kind of regrowing again? Let us know. I want to know what you guys think.
What do you think? What do you have to say for yourselves?
So they're saying, Zeke is saying, Groot can procreate with himself, basically. Yeah, I mean, there are animals they're not complex organisms, but there are technically animals that can do that, right? So just like some animals, if you cut them in half, they grow too. So anyway, a lot of people are saying they like, I like it to be the same Groot. I like the idea of Groot regrowing. The sun bit works for shreds of Disney, apparently. Yep, all Groots do technically. They age like trees, and they can live up to 1,200 years. Cool. I didn't know we had a Groot botanist in the chat.
I'm a Groot botanist.
I've been studying them.
Thanks, James Gunn.
Anyway,
We have two new posters for A Wrinkle in Time. This is the IMAX poster, and then we also have this other poster. Mm-hmm. That is her hair.
That's all her hair?
Well, I mean, they're in her hair. Yeah.
Oh, they're in her hair. She needs to get that checked out.
These are really pretty posters.
Yeah, they're neat.
Which one do you like better?
Can you go back to the other one?
That one is like very much a wrinkle, you know?
No, that's...
Yeah. It's got the lines separating.
Yeah, that one's more wrinkly. Go to the other one.
Hair.
I like the first one better. The first one sort of encapsulates. Yeah, it's more like holistic to me. The second one's cool, and I get the idea that it's like this girl and she's going into all these different like sub-dimensions or whatever, and they're all represented in these slices. But I think aesthetically, I like this one better because it's much more straightforward. The other one is, I feel like the other one would work cooler if it was part of a campaign where each actor had a version. Mm. But just as like a singular poster, I don't think it's very powerful. Especially, it seems a little lopsided. Like, look how close Mindy Kaling is on the right side of it. Like the right side of the poster, her hair is bleeding off. And on the left, like, there's a lot of space.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, my graphic design OCD is twitching its eyeball in my brain.
Cool. Someone asked in the chat if I'd seen it. I have seen A Wrinkle in Time. I cannot tell you what I thought about it yet. When movies are screened, usually there's what's called an embargo, which means you can't talk about it until a certain date. Mm-hmm. And I cannot talk about it until March 7th. So that is when you will see an article that
March
I wrote.
March 7th, what day is that?
Next week. It's next Wednesday.
Oh, so
I can talk about it next week on Disney Movie News.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go see it next week. And then we'll have seen it, right? And we can talk about it on Wednesday. And we'll let you know what we think.
So all I can say is that I saw it, and then I was in a room with Oprah.
You already blew it. You're never going to get invited back. You blew your embargo. You talked about Oprah.
I talked about Oprah.
She's like Bloody Mary. If you say her name three times, she will appear.
Be careful. Oprah.
And she just shows up. You get a show.
Someone says anyway. Blink one if it's good, blink twice if it's bad.
That's funny. Some people like the sun idea. I'm going back to Groot. Some people like the sun idea. They're still lingering. It's a hot button debate in the world today. Which, by the way, if it is his son and it just came from a shard of Groot, couldn't Groot just like do like this and just make kids everywhere? If they're just pieces of him?
Yeah, I guess.
Just have kids by like. Yeah. By the way, for those of you saying that I look like a greaser because of the jacket, it's because it's so cold. I had to wear two layers, but now it's getting warm in here.
Yeah.
Continue. Sorry, we're going back to Groot.
You've heard mixed reactions from critics, but no one's allowed to talk about it yet.
Yeah, so I don't know if I believe
Someone's not getting invited back to see the movie early.
Oprah did not affect her viewing experience.
Oprah wasn't in the theater with me. I saw Oprah the next day at the press junket.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Anyway.
What else we got?
We have a very special... Okay, yesterday, Leo, I know you're very aware that Coco was released on DVD and Blu-ray yesterday. But what's really cool is that Los Angeles decided to officially deem February 27th as Coco Day. And so here's a picture of Darla Anderson, who's the producer of Coco, Anthony Gonzalez, the voice of Miguel, and Lee Unkrich, one of the directors of the movie, receiving these, like, what would you call that?
Certificates. No, they're not.
What are they called?
Certificates.
What are they called? Whatever. It's saying that it's Coco Day.
It certifies that it's Coco Day. Yeah.
So that was really cool. And then they had like all.
But
this.
Only in LA.
Well, like yeah, officially in LA.
Okay, cool. I'm into it.
And they had like a mariachi band, and
I wonder what like the like Mexican population density for Los Angeles is compared to the rest of the world. Like, is it the biggest? Like Mexican population in the United States, because that would be pretty rad. Because that's a huge win, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's this is. This probably doesn't happen often for movies, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely not. Definitely.
Yeah. So forevermore.
Yeah.
February 27th.
Forever, never forget.
Did anybody watching get Coco on DVD or Blu-ray yesterday?
Oh, came out on Blu-ray yesterday. Who got it? I haven't. We didn't get it. We have to watch it again, though.
We also like don't buy movies.
We don't. Really buy, we literally don't buy any movies. New Mexico or Texas might compete. Yeah. I don't know. LA's like population density is like really high. So, yesterday, in honor of Coco being released on Blu-ray, my friend Cole Jenkins and I recorded. Well, we had done this before, but we released a video that we had done previously where we cover the song Remember Me from Coco, but all of the instruments, we sing it. I sing the Spanish part. He sings the English part. It's the Miguel version of the song, which is the soundtrack version, the one that's not in the movie. Sort of kind of like how Peebo Bryson and Celine Dion did Beauty and the Beast. Anyway, we did a cover of Remember Me, but all of the instruments in the song are chocolate because we wanted to do Coco con Coco. Get it? It's a lot of work for a joke. But yeah, go to, I posted a clip on my Instagram, but go to Cole's
YouTube channel,
Cole Jenkins, and you can watch the full thing there. He put a lot of work, over 100 hours went into making this. I personally only worked on about 16 hours worth, but total between me, Cole, and Heather Traska, his girlfriend, did all of the editing. You guys might have seen some of her her YouTube videos where she does show medleys.
Yeah, one woman.
Amazing stuff. But combined, we put over 100 hours into making this thing. It was a labor of love, and I think came out great. Very proud of Coco. Nominated for best animated feature at the Oscars. Also, best song with Remember Me. Disney's all over the Oscars this year. They've got Star Wars. They've got Guardians. Star Wars nominated for a few different things, which is pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Guardians of the Galaxy up there for best soundtrack and, I believe, best editing. And then we've got Beauty and the Beast for best costume design and, I believe, best set design. We've got Coco all over the dang place.
Best song and best animated.
Best song and best animated.
Lou for best
Lou,
animated short.
Best short. That's the one I was trying to remember.
Yeah, man. It's exciting. I will literally. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, now we're talking about the Oscars. That's actually what's up
Coco.
Next.
Oh, well, yeah. So Coco was our transition to that.
They announced the Oscars tweeted this photo. It was the Oscars? Whatever. These are the people who are performing musical numbers at the Oscars, which tells us that Miguel, Gael Garcia Bernal, who voices Hector. And Natalia, can you say her last name for me?
Where are we looking? Natalia Lafourcade, if it's in Spanish. Yeah. But it could be like Lafourcade.
Right, so they're all performing.
I don't know, because that's not deaf. I don't think that's, I mean, it could be a Spanish last name. I don't know.
Yeah, they are all performing Lafourcade. Remember Me. Are you excited?
Where are they? At the Oscars?
At the Oscars, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's an amazing song. So amazing that they put in the movie three different ways.
I'm super excited. Well, it's interesting. I'm super excited that Anthony is singing. Wait, he's not. Oops, lol.
Lol.
I was thinking of Miguel as Miguel.
Oh, no. That's the version.
I know. Yeah. Miguel, the singer. The singer Miguel sings it for the credits. I just was having a brain fart because I just looked Miguel and was like, oh, Miguel is singing, a.k.a. Anthony Gonzalez, but he's not.
Yeah.
No, but I am excited that Gael's performing. Yeah.
Someone is saying that Black Panther should be nominated next year. For what? You have to be more specific than that. I think it's impressive that Guardians is nominated. I think that a superhero movie being nominated is kind of a big deal because that doesn't happen super often. But,
except for Suicide Squad.
Which, come on.
It was dumb.
That was some political stuff going on there, for real.
Animation Dude says, but will probably lose to This Is Me. If Remember to, Me loses...
Wait, which one's This Is Me?
From The Greatest Showman.
From Camp Rock.
Yeah, from Camp Rock.
This is real. This is me. This is exactly...
Anyway, if Remember Me loses to This Is Me...
Wait, what's it from again?
The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman. Oh, yeah.
I will lose all faith in humanity. Mm-hmm. As if I didn't last year when Moana lost to La La Land.
This Is Me is like a fine song. It's fine. It's good. It's a good song. It's a good song. I'll even give it that. I think that it deserves to be nominated for Best Song.
This Is Me?
Sure. From all the movies that came out in the last year.
Yeah, but This Is Me isn't even the best song from The Greatest Showman.
Which one is?
I would say The Greatest Show is better and Never Enough is better.
I don't know. Never Enough is the third one on the list. I think this one rivals The Greatest Show.
This is The Greatest Show.
Yeah, but This Is Me is like the trailer song and it's catchy. How does This Is Me even go now? I can't remember. This is real.
Yeah.
This is
I can't remember. Wait, how's it
going? Demi Lovato wins the Oscars.
I am broken. This is me.
I think you just sang it again. I can't.
This is real.
Oh my God. Demi Lovato for The Greatest Showman.
This is me. We're different as can be. No, different. This Is Me. Oops.
What an original name for a song.
Well, this is why it shouldn't win because I literally can't even remember it.
Nice one, Brandon.
Can't even remember it that we have our angel playing it.
Oh, he's going to play it so we can hear it. Yeah. Let me hear it.
Once I hear it, I'll be able to remember it.
Yeah, I know.
It.
But the problem is I can't even remember it.
Everyone just is so obsessed with the bearded lady, even though we literally like don't even know her name in the movie.
I know. This movie's all about... What's her name?
Doesn't matter.
All right. You gotta go. You can
skip ahead.
Wait. Keep going.
I think it's karaoke.
Oh, yikes.
Wait. Oh, it is karaoke.
Oh, no.
So let me see if I can remember it. This is real. Oh. Yeah.
When the positive world's gonna fill me up.
Yeah, it reminds me of another song.
I'm gonna drown him out. I am brave. I am bruised. This is who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Basically,
you know
song.
What I remember?
It sounds like it should be in camp.
You know
rock,
what song I remember? Remember me. Though I have to say goodbye. Remember
okay, anyway.
Don't let it make you cry. Anyway, better not win.
Yeah, recuérdame, better win.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't. It is what it is. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's the song I'm going to be nominated next year. It's going to be called "It Is What It Is." It's going to be a reference to this year's Oscars.
It is what it is. Anyway, Leo, do you know about this stuff?
What am I? Oh no! I heard you talking about it, but I haven't looked into it.
Exciting announcements for Disneyland Paris. Sorry, I got something on my mic. Lol. Disneyland Paris is getting a Marvel. We already knew they were getting a Frozen, and they're also getting a Star Wars expansion. $2.4 billion expansion to their Studios park, which is not, if you didn't know, Disneyland Paris has two parks. It's like Disneyland Park and their version of Hollywood Studios, their Studios park. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have three new areas based on Marvel, based on Frozen, based on Star Wars.
Okay.
We already knew that they were having... Did we know they were having Arendelle? I felt like we did.
They're getting Arendelle Land?
Look back there. Look at that mountain.
That could be the Matterhorn.
No, that's
I don't
literally
know.
Elsa's ice palace.
It looks like a giant ice cube.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Weird that one movie's getting... I guess Cars got a land. But Cars has like
Bugs
multiple
land.
Movies. That one... is also very shocking to me.
But Frozen's getting a sequel, so it's also Frozen.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so here's the thing. It does make sense. It already got a sequel, by the way.
This is the biggest parks investment overseas since Shanghai, which wasn't that long ago.
So this is an entirely new park?
No, they're just adding to the studio's park.
So they're adding multiple lands?
Yes.
At the same time?
Yes.
Whoa, so they're all going to open up at the same time?
Well, no, I don't know. They've not announced that.
But more than likely.
They're building them all, you know, right now, you know? No, wait. It will roll out in three phases beginning in 2021.
What does that mean? But that could mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think that means they're going to they're not all going to open on the same day. It means they're going to roll them out.
Yeah, but what I mean is that like all three in a month? All three in a year? All three?
We don't know. That's all they said.
Like roll out is.
And there's going to be a lake that you see that connects the three new areas.
Okay. It can't be a lake and a sea. You silly. It's either one or the other.
It's like remains to be seen if like their Star Wars area is going to be like as big as like Galaxy's Edge or if it's just like a smaller area, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Frozen is actually a really cool idea for a land because it could like perpetually be like snowy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Cool, I think that would be like Harry Potter, you know, the Wizarding World at Universal, how it always looks like it's winter. I think that's a cool aesthetic.
Yeah.
And
sometimes it would be cold in France, you know what I mean?
And then when it's really hot, it's nice to lie to yourself.
Yeah. People feel like torn about this. I feel like people are mostly happy about this.
Mm. I mean, I am. I just wish it wasn't literally almost any other park.
People are like, what did you say?
I would prefer this in literally almost any other park.
Why?
Because I don't like Disney Paris.
But that's the point, is they're making it better.
Yeah, but I don't want to like...
You don't want to have to go there?
I don't want to have to go there.
But now there's like a reason to go there. Well, here's the reason why I think people are mostly happy. Is they're like, okay, people are generally against fans, I mean, are generally against more IP being like dumped into the theme parks. Mm-hmm. However, this is like the Disney Studios park in Paris, which arguably is the best place to dump IP.
Yeah, no.
Because it's like the Walt Disney Studios park.
I agree. I'm just saying for convenience sake, I wish it wasn't there. But they need it. Like you said, if it's going into one of the Hollywood-style parks, then that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, people are happy it's not going into, like, Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with, like, getting Star Wars Land at Disneyland here is, just, you know, obviously, people kind of like things fitting into themes within the park instead of, like, a land being, you know what I mean? Like, adventure, tomorrow, fantasy.
That's definitely a big argument, is people are like, there are no longer, like, conceptual areas that have IP, like, in them as rides. Like, now...
You can't put anything but Star Wars in Star Wars Land. You know, like, you can't... Like, if they were to release... They could never do, like, Treasure Planet in Star Wars Land. You know what I mean?
No, but they can do Treasure Planet in Tomorrowland.
I know. But what I'm saying is, like, I was going to say they limited themselves, but they're not really, because there's never going to be a shortage of Star Wars material going forward. Star Wars is sort of a conceptual idea now. It's no longer just a series of three movies. Star Wars is a Disney universe in and of itself.
Yeah.
So just like fantasy would be, like all the princess movies fall under fantasy, all the Star Wars movies fall under Star Wars.
And, I think that's been something that fans have been discussing, at least from what I've seen, especially because the trend of having like a whole land be dedicated to one franchise or IP. Although Disney did it with Bugs Land, it really was popularized by Universal with Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
I was also going to say Bugs Land makes sense aesthetically because it's like a unique idea. It's like you shrunk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It has less to do with the actual movie itself and more with the conceptualization of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, because Orlando has something like that.
Yeah.
So they did. So it kind of makes sense from an entertainment standpoint. But if they were to make it like Death Star Land, and it only like that would be really dumb. But you could have a Death Star Land inside of Star Wars Land. So obviously there's a big enough there's enough content to merit having its own land, I guess.
Right. It's just like this is I try to like stay kind of like outside the box in terms of like how theme parks are supposed to go, quote unquote, because it's like we can say that the idea of having like themed lands like Adventureland, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland are better because it allows for more possibilities. But it's just like theme parks and like theme park urban planning and design can evolve so much over time that like this might just be how theme parks go now. You know what I mean? I mean, like it's not – I'm not an Imagineer.
Yeah.
It's not my
job. Also, like, you have to consider you're dealing with limited space, limited time, limited resources. Yes, you have unlimited Disney funds or whatever, but, like, you're still working within constraints and you have to optimize. And you have to do what's trending and you have to do it in a reasonable amount of time before that trend. Like, Star Wars will always be popular no matter what.
Someone asked how long we think Star Wars popularity will last. Forever.
I mean, forever and ever.
Forever.
Think about it this way. It's 2018. Star Wars came out in 1977.
Right.
It's going
strong. And it's,
like,
more popular now.
Now than ever.
Yeah.
So if it's, I mean, just, you know, consider that. Star Wars is the reason pop culture kind of is what it is now. I mean, it sort of started every trend that you can imagine.
Yeah. It, like, changed cinema forever.
Yeah, changed cinema. And changed merchandising. A lot of people are bringing up Wakanda Land in the chat. I don't think we'll ever get a Wakanda Land. I think we'll get a Wakanda section of something sometime.
Marvel.
Yeah, like in the Marvel Land.
A Wakanda attraction.
Yes. But we'll never get a Wakanda Land. First of all, like, it is beautiful and aesthetically pleasing, but, like, you don't actually know what's in Wakanda in the movie other than,
you
like...
You only know, like, the castle, the throne room.
You know the science room?
Yeah.
Where apparently everyone in Wakanda goes to get medical treatment.
The lab, yeah.
The lab. And you know the mag lift train or whatever, trolley in the middle of the city. That's cool.
You know the room where they, like, make someone a king and bury them in sand.
The waterfall.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. Like, you have, like, five locations in the movie. It's not enough for... And nothing really happens in those locations, bar, like, one or two of them. So...
it's all kind of where royalty hangs out and not where, like, the people of Wakanda hang out.
Right.
That's the point.
Yeah. And, like, some people are, like, comparing it to Harry Potter. It's very different. Harry Potter land is composed of multiple, like...
We know exactly, every single store that's in Hogsmeade from the books.
From the books. Also, like, Hogwarts...
We know, like, everything
about
Hogwarts.
Yeah.
We know where every classroom is. We know where every common room is. We know where the Great Hall is. We know where Dumbledore's office is.
We just recreated the map that has already been drawn out for us. Wakanda has none of these things. It's just visually and aesthetically pleasing.
We're not saying that we wouldn't like to see Wakanda represented in the parks.
Of course. I would love that. I would love it. I think it's absolutely beautiful, but we're not familiar with it by any means. And I don't think that it's as crucial. Like, the Wizarding World is a crucial character in the Harry Potter books, in that, like, it is where Harry goes and discovers this whole other world, and it's supposed to mix him up. Wakanda exists in our world and it's been hidden away or whatever, but, like,
I disagree that it's, like, not a
vibranium, like, is important,
right?
But, like, every single shop is important in the Wizarding World, you know what I mean, like in Hogsmeade. Mm-hmm. Like, every shop Harry goes to has significance in some way, shape, or form. Right now it's just like, oh, I wish we had maglift trains in our city. That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do think something like
Wakanda was Asgard in Africa.
Turning, like,
really
the upper level of Interventions into Shuri's lab is cool.
That's the kind of thing I think we get, and I think that's awesome. Yeah.
I know people have been like, do the Stark Expo, like things like that.
Right. Like, you should have all these things. Like, all the little bits, like the one or two things we know from each movie should be in Marvelland. Like the Stark Expo, the Asgardian throne room, which we got at the meet and greet. The Vibranium Caves maybe is the line to whatever Black Panther ride you get.
Yeah.
I mean, like, those kinds of things are really cool.
Yeah.
But have all of them. Don't just make a Wakanda land and that's it, you know? Shuri at Stark Expo? Oh, please stop it. My fandom can't handle that.
So I'm excited for all this stuff coming to Disneyland Paris, just because I think the Studios Park needed that, and I have not yet been, so maybe I'll just hold out till 2021.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you excited about that?
What?
You think it's cool?
What, the Paris stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Frozen Land is cool.
I know we fight Frozen. We resist the Frozen urges.
But, like, I love Frozen Ever After at Epcot.
Yeah. And I think it is a cool idea for the land. And even when we had that little Olaf Snow experience.
Olaf Snowfest?
Snowfest, yeah. Like, that was cool.
Freeze the night.
It was pretty neat.
You liked
it? The first time anybody in California ever saw snow. It was really great.
And that was my first time seeing snow.
Was it really?
No.
Oh, I would have believed it.
You would have believed
it. You're from Santa Monica.
I am more excited for, like, I need somewhere to get a Marvel Land already. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
they like kept teasing us at D23. They were like, we built Mission Breakout, and like maybe there's going to be like Captain America and Avengers themed attractions in the future, but they like would not say Marvel Land. And it's like, give us Marvel Land. I thought there was going to be a third park. In D23 2015, I was like, they're going to announce a third park for Disneyland Resort that's like literally Marvel theme park. I was crazy.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
Why did you think that? Where in the world did you think they would put it?
I thought they were going to buy Garden Grove and tear it down.
Oh, that would make a lot of sense. But I wonder if the city of Anaheim would allow that.
No. I mean, honestly, why does the city of Anaheim like fight anything when like it's literally the only reason anyone ever goes to Anaheim?
Yeah. By the way, everything outside of immediate Disney vicinity in Anaheim? Not the best. Anaheim 8. Just kidding. But not really.
That's what I thought, Allison. I thought they would have a third gate with Marvel and Star Wars in it.
That together. Would be cool. And honestly, I've been talking about that since I was like 8 years old. Like I used to sit on my front lawn with my best friend Bob, mm-hmm. and we planned out what Star Wars Land would be. You know,
Brandon saying it would be called MCU are here.
Somebody ban Brandon, please, immediately.
No, he's a genius.
I'm just kidding. I love him.
Yeah, no, what did you IP make me land. Think of? People were asking, like, we don't know what's going to happen to Star Tours in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, they're not going to move it.
I don't think they're going to move it.
That's
because
way
I think,
too much work.
Well, I think it works to have it stay in Tomorrowland because the whole concept is that it's a travel company.
Right. Wouldn't it be cool if, like, the exit somehow, I know it's impossible, if you, like, went on Star Tours and you exited into Star Wars Land? I know that's physically, I know, internet, you don't have to tweet at me. I know it's not possible, but... Wouldn't it be cool?
It would be cool. But it's like, yeah, like if you got on Star Tours in Tomorrowland and exited into Galaxy's Edge,
it's so cool.
That would be dope.
That is so
dope. Yeah. I think it works fine because the whole concept is that you are not from whatever planet you're visiting.
Right.
You are going on a tour to another planet. I do think it could be moved eventually.
I don't think so. I think it's too much hassle to move a ride just to have the same ride.
Not moved, but like just no more Star Tours.
Oh, yeah. I definitely believe that's a possibility. Although they have like recently kind of invested a lot in it. It won't happen anytime soon. It would be like another decade and then
right.
we would lose it. Yeah.
Yeah. Allison pointing out that it's probably only a matter of time before we lose Autopia.
God bless. I hope so.
And the submarines, please.
Come at me, Disney fans. I don't care. I think Autopia is a waste of space. I don't care if it's an opening day attraction. It is boring, and there is so much real estate in that area. Get rid of the submarines. Get rid of Autopia.
Agreed.
Put something
cool
in there.
But, Leo, don't you know if you drain the lagoon, the Matterhorn falls over? That's an urban myth.
I guess we shouldn't touch it then.
Yeah. That's another good point, Christian.
I've never heard that, by the way.
It's an urban myth that if you drain the lagoon, the Matterhorn collapses. Christian said it's a good point. They need to have Star Wars in another land because they're not selling Star Wars merch in Galaxy's Edge.
True.
You know, they're selling like artisan stuff.
Yeah.
I think they're still gonna have a Star Wars stuff like at the entrance or something.
Will. Come on now.
You know, they can't not.
Come on now.
They're still gonna have Star Wars merch. It's just not gonna be like Star Wars. You know?
It's like stuff you can buy at the stores, like lightsabers.
Like a lightsaber, because you can just buy lightsabers in that world.
Buy this smuggler's backpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be stuff like that.
Leave the subs, they just got rethemed 10 years ago?
Oh my gosh.
That was only 10 years ago?
And by the way, they just recoded it.
I guess it really was only 10 years ago.
Yeah, but all they did was like put us like 5 screens underwater. That is definitely not a lot of
work. Here's the thing about the submarines is they have such a low... riders per hour.
Yeah.
Also, like, number.
It's also boring.
And I mean, but the thing is, it always has a line.
Yeah, because it's like,
you know what I mean? But it's just like, in terms of like capacity and getting people through, it's incredibly bad.
What I would like to know, I wish there was a microphone.
Little fart tanks, lol.
Little fart tanks. and I wish there could be like a microphone and somebody with a notepad after the ride documenting every single person that has ever gotten off the ride and went, oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite ride at
Little
Disneyland.
Little kids probably like it.
Oh, come on. They don't know what they're doing.
Because they're like,
Disneyland's not for kids, Sarah. I mean, little kids probably think it's like neat, but come on. You put a kid on Star Tours and you put a kid on Nemo and you're going to tell me.
Some kids can't handle Star Tours.
Okay, then you put them on something else.
Put them on something else.
Yeah, I get it. Some kids might like
it. Oh, we didn't even talk about it. Oh, oops. I don't have a picture of it. They announced... last week that they are taking Aladdin's Oasis in Adventureland and turning it into the Tropical Hideaway.
Cool. Wait, the Tropical Hideaway.
Welcome to our Tropical Hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be in the audience,
tiki
too.
Tiki room.
In the tiki, tiki, tiki. Anyway,
is that what they're talking about?
That's where the name comes from. So it's going to be...
By the way, Turtle what? Talk is not the Finding Nemo ride, you guys.
We're not talking about Turtle Talk.
Yeah.
We're talking about...
It's a nice place to sit for a while. There are plenty of nice places to sit that don't smell like farts.
Let me read you...
Go watch Magical Map, the best place to sit.
About Tropical Hideaway at Read Disneyland.
It. Tell me about it.
Because it's kind of unclear, like, what exactly is, like, going to be sold there. Because it doesn't seem like it's a restaurant, but it seems like there will be snacks sold there. Okay, so...
I wonder if we're going to get a Doug ride anytime soon, because Disney owns that property
now. I know,
now.
Right? Three-quarter length sleeves. One-of-a-kind destination that will be a popular rest stop for Adventureland locals. Guests will be able to rub elbows with their favorite skippers in an exotic trader's market.
What?
Featuring sights, sounds, and flavors of the tropics.
I don't like it. Why waste an opportunity to make it a cool, like, I guess I'm giving in, IP themed, like Aladdin.
Well, you want it to stay Aladdin.
No, I want them to do something with it. I feel like nothing happens there. Is there like a show there?
There used to be a show there.
Yeah, exactly, but there's not anymore.
No,
but
they're
don't just
changing
make it like
it?
The Tropical Hideaway. Like, make it.
They're changing it so that.
Meet your favorite skippers.
No, here's the thing.
Come on.
Rub elbows with your favorite skippers because they're tearing down the. What is it called? The Cave of Wonders.
Uh huh.
And that whole wall that's there is not going to be there anymore. And you will be able to. It's going to be like.
See the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, you can see the Jungle Cruise boats going by.
Yeah.
I wonder what new jokes are going to be added to Jungle Cruise.
You are saying that what they mean by rub elbows
is you will be able to see the skippers go by.
Oh, I was thinking like there's going to be skippers in there entertaining you and stuff.
Maybe. I mean, maybe like the people who are like ringing you up are like skippers, but like they're definitely not going to be like Jungle Cruise skippers.
I just think that's weak. I think it could be stronger. And I don't mean like, oh, that's weak. I just think that's kind of like, it's minimal effort. Use, I don't know. We'll see. I'm speaking too soon. I don't know.
I think that they're probably going to sell like fruit and like stuff that's at like the fruit stands. And
we already got that though.
Right. But I mean,
you don't have a lot of space in Adventureland. Put something cool. That's all I'm saying. I also want my Aladdin representation. We're getting a live-action movie.
I am sad that the Cave of Wonders is going away.
I mean, I don't really mind because I can never see it.
I know. They never let us back there. Sometimes we'll be like, oh, we're Disney-bounding. Like, can we just go back there and take a picture? And they're like,
no, you're not worthy.
And we're like, we need to use the companion restrooms, even though we don't. And they're like, no.
They're like, are you the diamond in the rough? I'm like, yeah. It's all right. I'm just a grumpy old man. I'm just complaining about everything.
I'm just like, at least they're going to use the space for something.
I know. All right. Already that's a win, honestly. Yeah. And that's cool. I'm sure they'll figure out something neat to do with it. But like, it's already Aladdin, and I never even got to enjoy it for being Aladdin. All I got is a tile floor that looks like a carpet.
Well.
Anyway.
I do. People are wondering if Moana will still greet there. I don't think there's any reason why she couldn't.
Yeah.
She still fits with the theme of a tropical hideaway.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a feeling that it may be more Moana-esque than anything else, which I'd be cool with.
Yeah.
I just want, like, something there. I want a reason to go there other than, oh, guess what? Now we have pineapples. All right.
Some of this stuff is, like, cool. Like, I'm always excited when something like this is announced, but then I'm like, oh, I'm not going to, like, it's never going to be empty.
That's true. Well, no, we find ways. Like, we go on days that are off or whatever. Yeah.
I know, but you know what I mean.
Brandon says he thinks it's whack in the
whack,
chat.
I say. Oh, live action Aladdin will be whack, he says. Not Tropical Hideaway.
You don't know that.
Riff raff.
Whack, whack.
Whack, whack.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I think anyway. What else we got?
That's it. That's honestly. It? You got
okay. Well, let me ask you
say?
This. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You could have any third gate at Disney. It doesn't have to be Marvel Land. What would you put? Oh man, I've never stumped Sarah so bad in my life.
Well, what do you mean? Like, what's the theme of the park?
Yeah. Do you want a Marvel Land? Do you want an IP Land? Like you know, an acquired IP land.
I'm just like,
do you want
what about like live action?
Do you want
so I can have Tron and Pirates from Shanghai in one part?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, is that the kind of thing you would want?
Live action land.
Like if you could take one of like Disney Sea and put it there, like that theme.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I
stuff
think
like that
obviously is like what it should be. I would just build another like. I would want something like Epcot, honestly.
Okay, so a little more
chill
and adulty.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I feel like, I would kind of want something a little more thrilling simply because I feel like California Adventure can be, what are you pointing at?
Westcott.
Oh, Westcott. Get out of here. it's just because I feel like California Adventure can be kind of the chill park. Like, it does have chill elements
right.
to it.
Right.
It has a winery. It has a trattoria. It has, you know, that boardwalk area that you just sort of, oh, you're just...
Pixar Pier.
Well, yeah, but like the far end, you know, where there's like
right.
where the carnival games were that people
Paradise
just sort of
Park.
They just sort of hung out around there, and then the Mexican area that there's nothing to do.
Yeah,
there's a lot of nothing to do, but looks really nice areas in California Adventure. Westcott, Bestcott.
Westcott. Well,
Lion King Land with the Pride Rock.
Captain EO was Disney.
I wish there was more space so they could expand Adventureland and do things like the Lion King in Adventureland, mm-hmm. but I don't think there should be Lion King Land. And or like an Animal Kingdom that doesn't really work, and I don't think it works in Anaheim. So, anyway, oh, California Disney Water Park, that'd be kind of. No, I don't like water parks. So much.
Don't waste space on that.
It's interesting though, but there's already a lot of water parks in SoCal. Raging Waters, Hurricane Harbor.
Hurricane Harbor. I love Hurricane Harbor.
Yeah.
Anyway, good show, Leo. Good job.
Good date night.
We did.
There was a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah, there was.
Well, we have a little bit of time left, don't we?
We have like 2 minutes.
Two? That's mm-hmm. it? You sure?
Look at your computer time.
But yeah, but we always start late, so I never know.
Okay. What do you want to say?
I was just going to ask the chat if there was anything that they wanted to know, or if they had any questions for us before we signed out. Take some interaction. Even though we did a lot of chat reading today.
We have not seen Disney's Zombies Decom. Sorry.
Yeah.
We might not see it.
We might not. We might skip it.
We'll see.
It doesn't look like it's targeted to me. It looks like it's targeted towards people that like the submarines.
It's targeted towards people who like The Greatest Showman.
Oh! You're cutting too deep, Sarah. Be careful. You will get internet blacklisted. Here's an interesting one. What's y'all's Disney date night movie? Well, our second date was to Lion King.
It was. We also watched Tangled.
We did. Yeah, that's right. We double featured it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We like bounce around. Damn, everybody's... You guys are all ouching my submarine burn? Well, luckily they're underwater to put out the fire. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
we
jump around. Well, Aladdin's my favorite.
We like watching like ones we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
I do feel like we've watched Atlantis a lot recently in the last 2 years.
Yeah. One of them was because I feel like Ilana wanted to watch it at the one time.
No, we watched...
That's right, we watched Great Mouse Detective.
We watched Great Mouse Detective.
What I do like about watching Aladdin is that you always look at me and wonder when we watch it, because it's like the one movie I got you on. When we watch
it. He does know way more about Aladdin than I do, which is crazy.
It's like my one corner of the Disney universe.
Same cannot be said about like anything else.
And like quoting the lines in the movie, you're like, okay, babe.
Yeah, no, I like it's true. It was like so much more about Aladdin.
But the way you look at me, it's like, oh, that's the girl that fell in love with me. I remember we were like on our third date and we were in the car and I started singing the One Jump Reprise. And
Reprise.
And you were just like.
Well, I'd never met a straight guy who could do that.
The wonder that is me.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see what else we got. Oh, what do you think? Here's a good fun question from Sky Patterson. Best animated Disney film. Okay, let's remove the word best. What animated Disney film truly deserves a live action treatment?
I don't think any of them really need a live action treatment.
Oh, get back on the submarine you came from.
No, I mean, like, if I could be like, oh, I get to decide that one gets to be a live action movie, I'd be like, why? None of them.
None of them?
I don't think so.
No.
What do you think?
I mean, we've kind of covered all, well, Little Mermaid.
It's happening.
That's what I'm saying. All
you
the
think
ones,
it deserves one?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Little Mermaid was the start of of the like the real beginning of the Renaissance, right? Like
it was. Well, it really, technically, rescue.
That's what
under.
I was going to say. That's what I was going to say. It's not the technical beginning, yeah. But it certainly was the Frozen of its time. So, like, until Lion King came around. so yeah, but if not that, then you know, actually, you know, it might be a fun one if they redid. They'd have to rewrite the story though, because the story is super boring. Mm. But if they actually redid Oliver and Company with like the Jungle Book kind of. I bet you it'd be like an Air Bud situation. It would be really popular with the kids. That'd be a fun one to see.
In my head, I was like, ooh, Oliver and Company, but like with humans instead of dogs. And I was like, that's Oliver Twist.
That's Oliver Twist. That already happened. Snow White? Nah, dude. We already got the Huntsman.
We have so many Snow Whites. Yeah, so many Swites.
So many Swites. And that's also true in Hollywood. Disney's never done a live-action Peter Pan. No, it's just all of the other companies.
I'm trying to think of ones that could be, like, the ones that I would want to see, I would want them to do it PG-13. You know what I mean? I would want a PG-13 Hunchback. I would want a PG-13 Anastasia live action. But they'll never do it PG-13.
Yeah, I don't, I don't know what else really fits that category quite as nice.
I want some, like, dark, spooky things.
Okay, Hercules.
I don't want that.
Yeah, but that's dark and spooky. You can go to, because you got Hades and you got the monsters.
Someone said Pinocchio.
They're doing Pinocchio.
Yeah, already.
Well then, I'll go back to my submarine.
Get out, get in your submarine. Get out of here. Guys, we just came up with
live action Goofy movie.
Disney Movie News meta.
How would you yuck?
CG, like live action.
You've seen cosplays.
Yeah, unfortunately, ours. Bambi.
I'll play Lester.
Lester's Palace.
Oh my god!
Oh, Alana just texted us. Y'all owe me an Atlantis watch.
Well, I'm down. I love Atlantis. I'll watch it whenever.
Man. We need to do streams as we watch Disney movies, and then like you know do a countdown start so people can watch it along with us.
We should collab with Practical Flicks and do it.
Practical Flicks.
That's what they do. Our friends at Practical Folks. They do Practical Flicks.
Oh.
Yeah, we should just collab with them.
Maybe.
Well, yeah. Anyway. Maybe. Live Tailspin, live Treasure Planet, live Chicken Little, live Cars.
All of live Home on the Range.
Yes, if I could pick any, it would be Home on the Range.
That's your number one.
It would be Dinosaur.
They already did that. It's called Animal Farm. Lol. Just kidding. That's way better. Anyways, there's a million options. Live action DuckTales. You can't pick ones where the animals are people and the people are animals. It's weird.
Wee-you.
Wee-you. Okay, now I think we're true. Oh, Robin Hood. Well, we already got that. We got a million Robin Hoods.
Yeah, Men in Tights.
Prince of Thieves. Russell Crowe. There's no... It's just Robin Hood, I think, right?
Who did it? I think Atlantis would be cool.
Atlantis
would be cool, honestly. That's like original-ish. No, it is original. It's truly original, right?
It's based off of the...
The Legend of Atlantis. I think live action... You're right, dude. I think live action Atlantis would have worked better than animated Atlantis.
I love animated Atlantis.
Yeah, but you're amongst the minority. It definitely was not a success. Them triangle fingernails. I like it. I think it's a fun movie because I think that Vincenzo is one of my favorite Disney characters of all time.
Live action.
It took
Sleepy
me like
Hollow.
What 10 seconds, 11 seconds tops. Anyway,
live action Sleepy Hollow. That's already happened. Also,
yeah, that already happened. Yeah,
live action Pirates of the
Ooh, live action Hanuman.
Live action Big Hero 6.
Live action Winnie the Pooh. Live action Big Hero 6.
That'd be cool.
Now we're talking.
Well, what's funny is that it's Marvel.
I know.
And it could have been.
Nobody even knows that was a comic book. And I'm so surprised that my Thingamavlogs video, although early in our run, did not get more attention. I thought it was cool that nobody knew that it was a Marvel property. And I did all of the comparisons to the comic book and like nobody watched that video.
Yeah.
I was so excited about that video.
Nobody cares about Marvel.
They took a big poop on it.
Okay. A big poop on it.
They put it in a submarine and they shipped it off.
I do agree that The Rock would be in a live-action Atlantis. He would play Dr. Sweet.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Who? Okay, let's... Fan casting. All right. Who is...
Cole Sprouse as Milo.
I mean, honestly?
He's cosplayed him before.
He's cosplayed him before. His tender little Disney heart. And then who's Vincenzo? Who do we put as Vincenzo? Oh, I know who I would do. I would put Alan Tudyk.
He just saw Cole Sprouse as Milo. Cole Sprouse, Milo Thatch.
That's Cole Sprouse? I had seen that before, and I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's Cole Sprouse. Look, he also did Zelda.
Did he do a cosplay photo shoot? Wait, he did Zelda?
Yeah, over here.
He did Link, babe.
Sorry. I made the class.
Is Cole Sprouse my best friend?
Is Cole Sprouse your best friend? Here what? He is.
Somebody tweet at him and let him know that I'm waiting for his DM.
Slide waiting for his DM.
Cole Sprouse? What's up, Jughead?
There he is.
Goodness gracious. Anyway. Wow. I'm impressed, sir. I am impressed. Who plays Kida in the live action? Oh, easy. Zendaya.
She'd be great.
She honestly. Would be great. She would be amazing. But got it. Oh, my God. Someone in the chat said that.
Rihanna.
Oh, they said it's Audrey. No, wrong. Rihanna? No. Rihanna would be like the cat lady from Treasure Planet. Whatever the cat
she
was.
Would be the cat lady from Atlanta.
I'm good at Treasure this. Planet. I'm the best. Who would be the Sarge or whatever? Who's like... the equivalent of that guy in this day.
God,
age.
Like every white guy Tommy from every Lee war Jones, movie.
Yeah.
Everybody. Oh yeah, Tommy Lee Jones would be perfect.
Yeah. Oh no, you know who I would cast? Brolin, Josh Brolin.
Oh, I was gonna say the main antagonist from Avatar.
Oh yeah, I was thinking him too, but that's a little too direct. You know,
too on the nose.
Too on the nose. Also, like, there's something about his acting. Like, he's a fine actor. He was also in that like dinosaur show. Where, you know, it was like life after, you know what I mean? You know what, the one I'm talking about? No, it was like, it's like recent. It was like these people were living on this island and there were dinosaurs. Anyway, there's something about his acting that just feels a little hollow. Like he's just the character cut out of this. I don't think his tone is quite deadpan enough. He's funny. I do like him.
Can't even see. Oh, that girl from.
He's great in Rounders.
The girl from.
And in Transformers.
Secret. Life of the American Teenager for Audrey.
Who would be the doctor? That would be The Rock.
That would be The Rock.
Be The Rock.
Zoe Saldana for Kida.
She's a little too serious.
Angelina Jolie for Helga.
Nah, she's like, nah. Angelina Jolie's like, she's great and she's amazing, but she's like, nah. She's past her prime for that role.
Oh, God.
Because that lady is just like super ready to go, like let's rumble. And I know Angelina Jolie is still a tough woman.
I think
right?
I smell like a fan cast.
I know. I've been looking at this too.
I'm like super into this.
So fan. This James
oh my
Franco.
God.
James
oh my God. Sacha Baron Cohen Sacha as Vincenzo. As Vincenzo is Lol. So good. So good.
See, look at Angelina Jolie.
Oh, look, your fan casting is the guy you were saying.
I was about to say they have
him
right here.
Terry Crews would be so good too.
Oh, Michelle Rodriguez as.
Audrey.
Interesting. Interesting choice. Is that James Franco that they have as a...
I know. That's bad.
Yeah,
that's the worst. Yeah. Cole Sprouse all the way. 100%. No one else will do. Danny DeVito's the mole. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't. There's
I don't know. He's
Josh
literally
Gad.
Playing an Eminem.
Just put Josh Gad in that role.
Josh Gad is the mole.
All right. We should do like fan castings more often. Yeah, this is really fun. Low-key loving this.
Low-key loving this.
High-key loving this. LeBron anyway. James as...
LeBron James.
As the Leviathan.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
You got eggs, man. thanks for watching tonight, you guys. It was a very fun show. And thanks for joining us on date night. Again, this is The Popcorn Talk, Disney Movie News. Follow The Popcorn Talk at Twitter, at The Popcorn Talk, and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. I'm Sarah Sterling. I'm on Twitter at @SarahSterling_ and on Instagram at Sarah G. Sterling.
And I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me I didn't know which camera to look at. You can follow me on Twitter at on Twitter at Leo Zombie, on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie, which you should probably do right now. I would love you if you did that. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Week so much fun.
We will see you next week for a review of Wrinkle in Time.
Now get on your submarines and
get out of here.
Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.